más bonito.
I hope that people that come to the restaurant, the department now, because for sending your video from the other one to this one, because all the venues have been booked before, and unfortunately, we couldn't get a better thing like this. But as usual, you know that there will be a better thing today. And this emanates from the fact that as a committee, we're not even supposed to speak to you. But based on the document, the one page document that is translated to you, it is not articulated. So, shows that the volume of work that is done by this committee in terms of the bills before the committee. As you are aware, we'll be seeking this afternoon to consider the defense bill tomorrow. The again on the justice bill, continuing with the defense bill, and stuff up until Thursday. Because if we didn't do that, that was going to be when our committees or members go to their constituencies, we'll be remaining behind them to consider it, because the term will be very, very positive this year. Having dealt with all those logistics, my focus again in the room is the resort. The weather in Cape Town and Novello is not good to come. But for me, who is from both Limpopo and Mpumalanga, it's sitting well. Yeah, before we start, I saw Amabu's wife want to address us on something.
Okay, now I just want to say that apologies for Mr. LaRue. He will be sustaining the meeting if he's running a bit late. He's got a meeting that he's on. So he will be in short.
Okay. Yeah, apologies for Yelen LaRue. So on. I think it's noted. Another apology for Honorable Mutoli. As you are aware, they are assisting open their province today and tomorrow. So, hence, it's not here. I'm trying to check Baum's business because I didn't see the end of our meeting this year. I don't know if I'm going to check or something. I want my office to send it to him to find out. And we are still waiting for the DA and the province, Northern Cape, to advise us that we'll be representing the Northern Cape. Because up until now, we don't have a rep from Northern Cape, and we're missing a lot. There is a section 76 bill coming from Social Security that would need their attention, because if there's no one for that problem, you know what that also would mean. All right. So the department and our parliamentary legal advice, he gave me a task to go and go into the things I talked about earlier on. I wonder what to include first, because I don't want to take the committee as if it's a celebration. I want us to have to respect those particular issues that they must go and read up those particular thoughts. to some treaty partners, special advisor, primary advisor, any president can come. Yes, Vanessa. our partner did advise us in terms of the efforts taken in the second project in making sure that we can see the welcome to our minister, my co-chairman, and thank you. This one I think will come to with the post-prevention. I don't think I think I think I will have to do on this one. Then we look into the other courses where we also said that we're going to look into. Let me hear from the professor before I give the question to everybody.
I'm not sure whether we should deal with this because I want to comment specifically on this one.
No, I said just in terms of the deal with that, the answer that I gave you in your
order. Okay.
The department? The amount of that time, there was some closer that they went to find and bring the things and stuff from some of the closer. And we don't talk to them.
That clause is clause 56 from the DBSS and section amendment to section 77. Clause 56 is page 82 from the DBSS. In our last meeting, section, we advise you of the changes on this clause. And those changes were with regards to the interpretation problem. That's why it was amended. But basically, the content still remains the same. I'm going to refer you to the amendment now so that you can see how we have crafted that amendment to that clause. From the proposed select committee amendment, it is on page 32 of the proposed select committee amendment.
Of the
sick one, yes. On that one, you read item number one, you say on page 18 from line 40 from the video, we are omitting the National Council up to the end, the entire paragraph there.
Okay.
This is being omitted and substituted with this one. It says, read now, the National Council must, in consultation with the National Commission, determine minimum period for which sentence offenders must be incarcerated before being considered for placement under community correction. And paragraph B, they must develop a framework herein after referred to as the incarceration framework, in terms of which first minimum period will be determined. Chairperson, if you look at the existing one in the division, it says National Council must in the manner prescribed in the regulation and in consultation with the National Council determine the minimum period. So the implication of this, as we advised you on the last, during our last meeting, was it implies that now the minister will be the one who is determining this minimum period, because it gives the minister a discretion to prescribe the manner in which such period may be determined, and that was not the intention of the committee. The committee said this must be done by way of regulation, but the chair will determine the period. It must be the National Council in consultation with the National Commission. Minister must not be involved in the determination of the period. But what we did now is to just bring clarity into that. So it's just creating a confusion the way it stands now. But the context is still remaining the same. We are still empowering the National Commissioner to determine the minimum period. The National Council in consultation with the National Commission. So that's the basic of the amendment on that one. The content still remains the same.
Are you done, madam?
And the other amendment now on the page 33. If you look at the item number 3, there are new insertions there. Page 18, after line 59, to insert the following. At the moment, the B version is called section 83.1 up to subsection 3. These are the new insertions that were proposed. That I can read it for you. The incarceration format must be ratified by the minister. And the subsection 5, if the minister ratifies the incarceration format, he or she must submit it to the relevant parliamentary committee on correctional services for approval. And number 6 is after the parliamentary committee's considered in subsection 5 have approved the incarceration framework, the minister must make regulation enacting such framework into law. So basically, it still says, it still captures what was proposed, that the minister must ratify the incarceration framework and then it must be submitted to the parliament for approval before it can be published in the government. So this is basically what we provided for in consultation with the department on inspections and the KA. Okay.
Good. Madam?
Thank you, Chairperson. I just wanted to add in this, I thought it was omitted to refer the committee to this subsection in a subsection in the complete territory of the proposal document. But in addition, I'd also like to add that the principles in the detail are not lost because they are still contained. We did not reject the whole clause, but we referred to particular terms. So we are still within the principle. The principles which the National Commission, the NCCS must adhere to in determining the framework. Those principles are on page 18 of the legal. The principles I'm referring to are on page 18. The one that talks about the incarceration framework must describe sufficient serious incarceration to indicate the seriousness of the offences, must apply to all sentences of offenders generally, must provide for consistent application of its provisions up until their return.
Subsection 2 and subsection 3 still remain in the case, no?
We are great on page 4 and 5 for now. Those are here on this page 3 of the text sheet of you. Oh, the seat now is what? Okay.
Other regulation.
Yeah. Oh, I'm doing this one. Good. Remember, let's look at this, all the things that are telling us to. And you can comment after the planning for the process that are supposed to go in the team. Yeah, any yeah, just continue.
That was the only thing after we've already gone through all the
problems. Yeah. On page 17 of this meeting, proposed some amendments. I can't remember the item that I proposed. And this 4, that is the line 85, am I right? 85, I'm sorry, 10-5. Notice that it's like sensitivity of the disease. No, you don't have that ability to see. I say some of my mind, but we'll get to go to the we go to the question of time. Now, can I... Yeah, and even update on the same page, line 7, page 9, make something there in the remember. I'm too fresh. I know we're going to try and come to that thing, come into the range, and too fresh to the same. Yeah, having dealt with those, I think those are the two issues that remain, where we said the mature and probable. I'm going to balance it looking out the picture in your service arrangements. I don't think there's anything to worry about there. I know I'm going to agree. But let me check your collection. You are satisfied with the cleaning up process done by our three officers, that is the federal advisor, the department, our parliamentary advisor.
Okay, just one thing, I just want to clarify on page 18 of the bullet itself, incarceration framework. There we want to add on page 18 after line 59, that's right at the bottom there, a fourth in brackets, the incarceration framework must be ratified by the minister. But if you go back to the top, just above the 2, the 73A1. It says on this act referred to as the incarceration framework and after having been ratified by the minister. It is necessary again to put it in as number 4. Maybe I'm not reading it in context. I'm just asking. Page 18,
yeah.
56, incarceration framework.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to 73A1,
yeah.
That's 50 towards the end of that whole long paragraph. In this act, referred to as the incarceration framework and after having been ratified by the minister. What's that for?
Yeah.
But then, if you look on these amendments here that you've got here, that we've given here, if you have a look at on page 18, I want to add, on page 18 after line 59, to insert the following, 4 in brackets,
yeah.
The incarceration framework must be ratified by the minister. But it already says that earlier. Is it necessary to repeat it? I'm just asking you.
Okay, we added this sub 4 on the top 66. Now, the question is, are we not sure of achieving or repeating what is already stated under 73A sub 1? That is the national concept. Yes, I mean, yeah. Can we just get on that? It's now
the chairperson is not a repetition because we omit it from line 14. So the sentence referred to by the member is also being omitted. And it's now being removed now where
put right now as a subparagraph there. So the whole sub one is reworked, and we move some of the subtopics that were contained in one paragraph under paragraph 4 and 5, and we also inserted some to make it more clear. Because as the officer from the office of the chief legal advisor was in the, the manner in which it read initially was confusing, as if you are saying the National Council must in the manner prescribed by it. So there's no manner in which they have to give you the incarceration for the regulations, because it says the manner prescribed by the regulations. There's no manner prescribing how the regulations must be done. So the whole clause from that, from subparagraph 1 has been omitted.
I will together direct. Yeah, because you remember last time when before they brought in this redrafted clause, we cancelled, because when you read it, I remember we even said that the National Council must, then from him we cancelled the whole thing. We wrapped it and cancelled it for us. Then we said, no. It's not read our plan, let them go and read that for us. It's explaining exactly what the right. Has been clarified. Is there any other comments, Honourable Mac?
Can I say that? No. On the boat, four. At least 25 years of sentence, but a person on receiving the age of 65 years may be placed on parole. Now, if you say on the state of the nation, I don't know if that is 65, and I think it is a great to see anything of the sentence, or of the sentence of the age that has now gone down to 60.
I think that 65
years
determined
shouldn't also now come down to
60.
I'm just fishing.
We can make observation.
I'm trying to follow you, Moderna. On page 17, commenting of 4.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's 65 years. That's it.
So those goals, whatever, it shows that those letters are all removed. You can see there is this, what is called this single bracket, so it says the whole paragraph under that is goal, it's called the name. So the age, they all those 25, 16, 65, it's normal there. Any other comments? I think we agree. We debated a lot about this thing. Remember, we quite even how they referred to the same thing as the other, and I'm glad they didn't have all the referred clauses, so that it only refers to those subjects, not to repeat each and every thing referred to the prisoner, inmate, whatever. Sentence of offender, sentence of prisoner. It was the repetition from one to another. I'm glad now it's clean. Good. I want us now to collect this small subject were referred to in that one by our partner coming in today. So the thing is around close, but I find the correction. Now I want to hear your comment, colleagues, about this one. But maybe before I allow you, colleagues, I saw who our paper was wanted to chip in before I allow her. I noticed two honorable teacher. What we want to hear from the department, paper advice, or mental advice, if there's any unconstitutionality for the proposal, the rest will be ready to us. If there's anything unconstitutionality, it's advisable according to us. We don't need to necessarily challenge by some people. By all means, I want us to avoid the unnecessary filibustering.
Class 7, the proposed amendment from the Parental Legal Advisor will be sent in front of you. It says in essence basically or exactly the same thing as indicated in the existing provision. For instance, if you look at subsection 1 of the proposal, the setting does not identify if you have a qualified and experienced person as a CEO. And now you look at the one which is in the division. It says, before that, let me go to subsection 2 as well. It goes on to say the National Commissioner must appoint the person identified. Now you go to subsection 1 of the division, which is on page 22, clause 7. It says, National Commissioner must, on the recommendation of the inspection staff, appoint the person to qualify. So, what I'm trying to get at is the identification part that the honorable, not the honorable, my learned friend is talking about. The identification part is already catered for on the recommendation. You know what's going to happen if you analyze these subsections? The inspecting judge will be the one who's going to be involved in the shortlisting process and the interview, and at the end they identify the suitable candidate. Once they identify the suitable candidate, they do what? They recommend that person to the National Commissioner. They say, National Commissioner, we have identified the suitable candidate for the position. Then you appoint. They recommend them. That's the recommendation that they're talking about. But I'm saying it's dealing exactly with the same thing as proposed by him, so I don't see the problem or the difference between the two. Because it's already catered for in the existing clause. You say National Commissioner on the recommendation of the inspector. What does that mean? It means the inspector that is going to identify the relevant person, going to be involved in the shortlisting interviews, and then at the end identify the relevant person and thereafter recommend to the National Council for appointment. So that's basically the same. Subsection 2, there is a danger there because you are dictating, you are saying National Commissioner must appoint the person identified by the inspecting fact. Now if you leave the sub 1 of this sentence, you are saying National must on the recommendation. What does this mean? The National Commissioner must exercise the discretion there. You can't just say, yes, appoint only. He must exercise the discretion. He must evaluate or look at your recommendation and see if it meets the criteria specified in any legislation. Then if that candidate meet the criteria mentioned there, then you may say, okay, I'm in agreement with you. But you may disagree with you if he has not followed the criteria as like the traditional excuse of the qualified and experience. If maybe, for instance, the inspecting judge is identifying a person who's not suitable for qualified for instance, then the national commissioner can come in and say, no, the person you've identified is not meeting the criteria specified in law. So that's exactly what I'm saying. It's basically the same thing, but there is a danger in subsection 2. If the national commissioner appoint the person that are identified, so you don't have a choice, but appoint that person. That is wrong in law. Subsection 4? The new subsection 4. Mm-hmm. It's already catered for the subsection 2 and subsection 3. Subsection 3 and subsection 3 in the debate are already in there. Sub 4 and sub 5 are already in the debate. The only inception that he's making is subsection 2 and subsection 3. If you look at subsection 3, it's saying the CEO must be appointed at a level of a director. And that one also is already catered for in the debate because you are saying the conditions of service, including the salary and allowances, are dealt with in terms of the public service. Mm-hmm. What does this mean? The public service sector is already determining the level for the appointment. So that's why we have not specified in the decision to say the CEO must be in a level of a salary. It's already catered for under the public service sector. But subsection 4 and subsection 5 is the same. Subsection 2 and subsection 3 from the video. The only thing that he's highlighting is the fact that the inspecting judge must identify. I agree with you. The inspecting judge must identify. And this is exactly what we are saying in subsection 1. National Commissioner appoints on the recommendation.
Right. And the difference, madam, is the recommendation. So I want us to look as to what are the other practices in other departments. Where does the CEO, how does the CEO in other departments of other agencies especially arise to find this responses? Because if I want to maybe complete further, the National Commission, if it is a recommendation from the Inspector General, is he or she obliged to appoint the person?
Yes, he will appoint.
If it is a recommendation from the president, is he obliged for this to appoint? Because I think that's the case. If you say recommend, something like now, the parliament, we recommend board the president, the executive board, that's the president. Because if we recommend the parliament, but he's not obliged to continue, then he might say, no, I agree with you, but they're not doing the following. But on this one, you might show me that the recommend means it will definitely appoint the person identified by the if we really have it, it can be fair.
As I've already indicated, Chairperson, you make a recommendation to a person, but you are not telling that person to appoint. You are making just a recommendation, like you correctly said, it's a recommendation. So the National Commission still has to exercise the discretion. He wants us to have a step because he's saying appoint only. He's going to exercise his discretion and decide whether the person you are appointing is suitable. Is that person suitable to have a pass? So that's a discretion thing. And to answer to part of your question, it doesn't necessarily mean the National Commission must appoint the person. He might disagree with that.
I wanted to
check what is the what informed the pastor is about to push a particular way of practice. As I listen from the people advisor, I think to say that you might find that the exercise comes doesn't meet all what is required in terms of the criteria in law. Now you find then that that would put the National Commissioner in a situation that will compromise him if he appoints while he knows at the best of his mind that he's violating the law. Because when the person doesn't know that in general the public service act, this person might not be a person who is expected. Now, that's it. To me, I'll be happy to hear if there are other concerns that they had, so that they come out to the open after us. Because the intention of us here is to ensure that this is not left to the concern to come in the law that the young lady has said that. But because they are only making it, we couldn't let them come in. At the same time, I think from the side of the parliament, led by the element friend, Navarra. What is raised is that a person who recruits, I can pass, the way to recommendation no way that is unfortunate. A recommendation, when you make it, there are three things that you think. When is a recommendation? As a person who is recommended, you accept, you amend, or you reject. His fear is that you might find that you might have a national commissioner who might not have been part of this discussion. This is the year to come. Says, no, I have the power to start. I will start. Then this individual undermines the interest of which is supposedly independent. That's an issue. I think there is a good around that. We need to ensure that something comes. I think the recommend mostly that there is no need of the DG of the public sector. Because it is expected that the leader of the national committee, the department, is supposed to really take charge of situation in front of him. But in this case of him. Now I think that's an issue that I don't think is necessary. The issue now is that how do you make sure that the judge in the course of appointment takes cognizance of everything that is required for the person of the time. I think we must need to find a way there. So that whatever the judge means is the council, it's a formality, it's a formality. From the side of the national community. To me, I think we must look at that. But at the same time, I think on point three, is on the around the letter. I don't think we must put it in law. I think something that we just needed. Because if you put it in law, you can say it must not be less than this letter. This must be that letter no more. The intention is to ensure that this law might be here for some time to come. But we find that tomorrow will require a high caliber subject. But if you are saying at this level, it ties your hands. No, because you can't amend it when you say it. But you allow that. But if you say maybe if you want to be specified, you can say not at a level, not less than. Then it means then you can do that level or more. Then you'll be limited. And you're fitting or more for me. To me, I think the really that's an area that I think we must really to leadership here deal with and be able to find balance in terms of addressing this. Of course, the reason that you come to us here, you are expecting a situation that you don't get. So they say, on the car, that process is ours. That relatives is just here just to guide us to give explanation. By the end of the day, the backdrop is us. But we must decide that what law do we want to make it. That those who my contribution here, without me, my knowledge is not success in terms of coming with the actual commission, but I think in terms of insurance issues are crystallized, and if I misquoted anybody from the two learned friends, with me from the booth, then we can be able to meet each other. Yeah. We can clarify if there is a very misquoted. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Chair Honorable Ekutera. You put it so succinctly. We'll take a view from them, but at the end, we'll decide to refund the best suited for the situation. And there is one question, and the people that want to choose that about this situation. I noticed the Honorable Nehru, Honorable Ney, the Honorable Ney, the Honorable Magnon, in that order.
Thank you, Chairperson. Sorry, I can't write, but I... Chairperson, I think to me the most important thing is that while listening to Honorable Chairperson, I thought I agreed with him, and then later I thought I disagreed, then I thought again I agreed with him. I think we must protect the independence of the judge. I think that is one of our main functions, is to do that because it's in everybody's interest. And therefore, I think the judge must be quite clear that the judge must select the CEO of either a choice and the commissioner must take the point person that the judge must select. That would be vital because I feel fairly strongly about that. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Earl. Honorable Marbella Mack. Okay, not now. Honorable Wynn.
Chair, just for clarity, here we've got this clause 17. Is this now not replacing the other, the let's put it, the printed version under 32B? Is this one not replacing that? Because here, I'm just going, the Honourable Secretary said, for example, that he didn't like the DG having anything to do with that, but here the DG has been left out in this one. Which one are we looking at here?
I suspect for having the same document, unless if the department the same with another one. But I refer to this one. On top of the
whole 70. And this doesn't refer to anything of the DG in the other court.
Where are we now? On this one, it's basically one to this one is what we are proposing that one to change this one. So that it removes the theme of the commissioner consulting the DG, the other side
if it's fair enough, that's never done. We can't allow cases like that where another DG will feel that he or she is premier to another commissioner at times. We can't allow that. Because the commissioner here is accountable. So it can, as long as the appointment is done in terms of the required law, we have the same thing. That's the same for us. The other process is
okay, this is happening.
I want this person to talk about the same thing. The document we're having is correcting what appears on the bill.
Yeah. Then, but that's what I'm saying, and I don't understand, because Honorable Shasek was referring to the DG, and this one doesn't say anything about the DG, so the DG is now no longer relevant in this appointment. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say.
No, what he said was that he was also emphasizing the point that there's no need for the commissioner to contact the DG that are
coming. Yeah,
that's what he said.
No, that's fine.
Okay.
So I think we would really have to debate this very extensively. You know, the first starting with the DG. The conditions of service of this CEO are governed by the Public Service Act. If they are governed by the Public Service Act, then it means there is a relationship between him and the Director General of the Public Service Administration. There is a relationship. And therefore that consultation becomes necessary because his conditions of service is a primary as part of his employment. Are governed by the Public Service Act, which is under the Director General of Public Service Administration. There is a relationship there. Also, coming to this issue of the National Commission having to make a decisive decision, this CEO will be accountable to the Commission, to the National Commission. And if a person is accountable to you, it means they have authority over you. And therefore, you must make a decisive decision to employ that person if that person is going to account to you. That is my argument. I agree with the other thing. But I'm saying one, this person is going to be under the Public Service Act, which is under the Director General of Public Service and Administration, and therefore there is a relationship. And therefore, consultation becomes necessary. Again, this person is accountable to the National Commission. And therefore, the National Commissioner has got power and authority over him if he accounts to him or her. And therefore, it becomes peremptory that the National Commissioner must have the last word if he is accountable to him, but giving support services to the inspecting judge. He is giving support services to the inspecting judge, he is accountable to the National Commission.
Thanks, Mr. Nichols. Just to say the best what you're arguing, that the commissioner will appoint. Not another person appoint. That point is not even debatable, because even in this, our recommendation, we're saying whatever happens, all the processes by the judge. But at the end, when all the final product there will stop with the commissioner to appoint that person. That's what we're saying. Maybe where I think we need to debate is the consultation part as to whether we both apologize.
Sorry,
we our colleague from the other side. We both apologize for some earlier before we start. I think when we put the baby, there was rather an argument to say the consultation part. It's true because as the state of the world, and we have to protect the independence of the judge, and just the sentence and sentence that
and say that you look at it for the new chief time.
No, it's fine, and it's fine. We have to have this vibrant session. But let me tell you, for this session, to say something, because I know the process, but I don't say we'll decide and what we want.
Maybe there is, but I'm getting the flu. I'm quite I'm satisfied that the commissioner must appoint on the recommendation of the existing judge. And the existing judge should have some criteria that makes it lawful and acceptable, and I adhere to all the criteria when they recommend this person. But on the DG, I don't think the DG might be consulted. I think maybe we should get separate that, because the DG can't be in consultation with an appointment, but with the service conditions. Maybe we should take a, I think that is the same where the DG comes in. There is a role for the DG, but it was the service conditions, and I don't think it was an appointment. And I think that is where there is uncertainty. If the national commissioner, you can consult the DG when it comes to service agreement of the person that is appointment. But not in the point. That is how I see it here. Because the commissioner, in consultation with the inspector, the recommendation of the inspecting judge, and in consultation with the DG of the administrator, that makes it almost all in one. Where I feel that the consultation with the DG should be totally separate on the service conditions of the CEO. That is my interest, Chairperson. I think surely that should be diverse from one another. Because at the moment, it seems that the DG also has something to do with appointments. And he should have nothing to do with appointments, only with the service part, service conditions of that person.
I believe that the role of the bishop, the established bishop, the displays of what is to be given to what the committee is to be used and decide on policy matters. What is the national policy of the what is it? That should be. And secondly, as the honorable mentioned, the pure sense to this particular committee. I'm not trying to say what the other committee says, what this committee should have said. But as I'm raising what was raised in that previous committee as a reference, the point of reference, and as what informs the drafting of this clause. The portfolio committee on health after listening to the event and the earthquake rising, why is the committee know that initially the department, as I just said, that the minister appoints the CEO. And the committee took into consideration what the department had raised based on its judgment, that judgment the issue of the preparation of power. To persuade the committee to say the judge cannot see to be doing what they tend to be administrative function. And I'm saying, well, I feel wrong. But then I did not interpret the judgment the way they interpreted it. I mean, that's not an issue to them. But the fact is, the portfolio committee took a policy decision. And it is not policy decision that has to be implemented. But by way of drafting a particular form, that would be a feedback to that policy decision. And what was that policy decision? That policy decision was to be effect that one, committee acknowledges the independence of the judicial inspector. That this person, this CEO, is going to work closely with the office of the judicial inspector. And for all intents and purposes, this CEO must be someone. The respective judge must basically identify this issue. But because the department that indicated to the committee that the judge cannot appoint the CEO, because this CEO, if you appoint the CEO, for that appointment would be an administrative function. Then, once the judge has finished the recruitment process and identified the suitable of the qualified individual, then that individual must be appointed by the National Commission. That was the policy decision. The other aspect was the issue of financial accountability. The department had indicated to the committee, the committee accepted that the National Commission is the accounting officer of that department. The accounting officer is expected to give funds to this CEO. And it will only be fair that for all the money that the CEO has given to the CEO, that this CEO should be accountable to the National Commission. And that particular policy decision is captured in clause 17. That the, and in this section 88A, when you go to paragraph B, where it says now the CEO is the responsible, I mean, is accountable to the National Commission of the Department for all the money received by the judicial members. That was the policy decision. The policy decision never indicated a situation whereby the judge, on identifying the suitably qualified individual, that the National Commission of Civil Questions this particular point. Of course, on the issues of the suitability of the candidate, that is why you could not simply say the inspecting judge must now come up with someone or appointment by the National Commission. That's why you had to build in some sense of balance. That's why you had to refer to this suitably qualified and experienced service as CEO. And this alleged fear that the judge might come with his or her body, somebody experienced not suitable for the job. And for all intents and purposes, the CEO is not satisfied regarding the suitability of this candidate. He can use that particular provision to say that this person is not a qualified and suitably qualified and experienced individual. The issue here, the policy decision was that whoever comes with a job, and of course that person should be suitably qualified and serious person to be appointed for such position. That position should be given effect to by the National Committee. And if you look at that policy decision and you look at this section 88A, with all due respect, this section that do not give effect to that injunction. Of course, it is up to this committee now to say, we understand what the portfolio committee said. This was their policy decision, but we are going to make our own policy decision. It's what we think this committee to do. But all that I'm saying is this particular section 88K does not give effect to what was decided upon or as a policy decision of the portfolio committee. How? Why am I saying it does not give effect to that? All this section says is the judge will recruit, identify, and sufficiently qualified individuals. Now this person must be recommended as a step after that we need to the national government. Clearly that's not what is intended or was intended by the committee. Of course the committee can take and accept that we intend doing that. And once this individual is recommended to the National Commission, something strange will happen. I don't know whether position every appointment, and I'm saying to be correct, but I'll concede for every appointment that the National Commission must make, he or she must consult with the DGCSC. If that's some practice, that, I mean, I would have a problem with that. But what then that does is to give the two DGs the right to veto the respecting judges appointment or suitably qualified individuals. Not on the basis that the suitably qualified, but some other reason. Because it says in consultation, it means the two DGs must now get this recommendation and say, we agree with this recommendation. Because once everyone says no, for some other reason, I disagree, then that interesting judges are being recommended candidates. Sorry, that is written better. You're not going to appoint that particular individual. That is what this particular question is saying. On the issue of the chief executive officer who must be appointed at the level of director, we see in this suggested document, there are question marks there. I mean, to leave it open. I mean, these are policy issues. If the department is capable or compatible in saying we want to limit at this level, that's why. But this was primarily informed by the fact that currently, at the judiciary secretary office, the person who, probably all probability, will fill this post of the CEO to that level of the DG. And I concede what the Honorable Shikaka said, that it might, at some point, might need to change the value or decrease whatever. And you don't necessarily have to describe. And I have my hands on the title that we will care. It's not an important issue that we have to report if we change that. Those are the issues, Chair. I just wanted to allay the committee and to bring to the committee's attention. The issue of the suitably qualified and experienced person is the National Commissioner a remedy. When he or she feels that this bloke or this lady is not a suitably qualified and experienced person for appointment for this, you can utilize that remedy and try and use all the available remedies that he's already disposed of. And I'm sure he or she will be well equipped with his or her legal team to advise him or her on the available resources. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, Evanana. I want us to take notice that it might not be raining tomorrow. What I said, some of these things. We went through all the statements, we've gone through all the changes and stuff. It was somebody else in the position of the committee. That wasn't my own project. That's what I'm trying to get against here. But as I said, we are open for advice anyhow, you know. Up until now, we have been taking a decision. We just have to say, this is what you want. What do you think about it? There will be separated. One way or the other. We are still open. Can I put my honorable Max and Honorable Manion, please? Yeah, and the commissioner will come in.
Can the focus on me is on the word master? That's a community. commissioner must appoint. Right? If you take out much, the commissioner appoints, I think then you still have some ways of saying the commissioner knows something about this person and you can still say what it might be about this person. If you say must, then you know it. Then you must have another option or come to him. I just want to have clarity in our learning center, give you clarity. It must be in and it must be out. What will the person be? Like I said, I have clarity. Because for me, if you say must, then there's no, then the commissioner, then you must appoint. It's like the argument we had yesterday on Scorpio's not the job, so don't come to the office, not anything else. So we must go through the way it's not. The commissioner has nothing to say. It must be there. We must appoint. And it must be out what is there. What? We don't want to do the commissioner. We don't want the boss to appoint other people. Then you open a lot of things. But what if you do it then with Marcus? It's left out. And I would like to see it. And I share it about that.
And even before I allow people to comment, let me tell you respond to the question. The mark and recommend, which one is the person. What we want is the person that to feel that they are independent. If you still recommend, I will give that independent or is the mark, are we assuring him that you see that by the way in that office you can do other things, but the commissioner will recommend after he has done all this. In my advice of the mask, if one was tying the commissioner's hand by saying mask or whatever.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. At this stage, what we could really help the committee is for the committee to first identify its policy decision around this issue. I think that would help. It will help us give our advisors to try and find out what is it that can go into this particular tool. Now the committee wants the National Commission to have a last word for a word in the appointment of the team. But does the committee want, looking at the independence of this office, say, look, we understand the issue of the administrative function. It is only because of the issue of the administrative function that we don't say the judge must appoint this particular chair. What we will then be saying is he will get this suitably qualified and experienced leader. But you will appoint that particular leader. And that means commissioner will have a word unless on the issue of then having an appointment on the issue that this individual submitted to him is not a suitably qualified and serious issue. If I can get that particular policy decision, I think it will help the doctor. So that this day, that's why I indicated that the necessity to come with this suggested proposal was because of a policy decision that was taken by another committee, which this committee is not bound by. And so I think getting a policy decision would help the taxpayers in coming with an idea, if not a contested provision. Thank you.
Mr. Manuel,
please. Can I just respond to the, a good response to the question, please, if I may, the interpretation of mass. That's a quick response.
Okay.
that's a good point that is coming from the Honourable Member. Another thing we can try to change this. When we say must, it's an obligation. National Commissioner must have passed, that's an obligation. And if you say may, that's a discussion. So this must, the way I interpret it, is an obligation. The National Commissioner will never have myself apart. Well, you're telling me you must have passed on the recommendation. Then he must. That must is called a bearing. It's called a serious bearing. It could assist you. It could actually help you in what you're trying to achieve. Because they're telling you must. Must is an obligation for his part. He doesn't need to justify the discussion.
Yeah, so we're okay. Now, finally, as we're getting somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Before I give you call, sir, I see General Linus wants to address us. From there, I'm going to go to the
Thanks,
Professor.
I think the
officer
from the official will say don't advise us. Covered one item that I wanted to address. But also, I would like to indicate to the committee that listening to Mr. Vanara, when towards the end of his argument, indicated that the chairperson name, in case when, I mean, not the chairperson, the commissioner, national commissioner, he may, in a case when he finds that the CEO is not specifically qualified, he will meet with that official accordingly. But my question then would be then, that the National Commissioner has to wait until the service of reform those functions. Why can't the National Commissioner, immediately upon recommendation, be able to say to the judge that this person is not a specifically qualified person? And maybe just to bring this committee again back to what Mr. Navarra referred to the committee to, how this process to be as it stands. If initially the amendments were such that the Director General assistant had to appoint and then the officer would be seconded from the department. And that has on the independence of that office. So with the deliberations, it was agreed that the person that should be appointed as a CEO must be appointed by the judge. But because of the constitutionality thereof, the judge could not do that. So the judge had to recommend to the National Commission to appoint. But the National Commissioner cannot just address to somebody whom he can see that this person is not a specifically qualified person. At the end of the day, myself as the accounting officer, I'll be accounting in terms of the system. Hence, this work was crafted in the manner in which it was crafted. I'm not advising the police to necessarily stick to the discipline. But I think the pushing of the DDPSA was to sort of try to bring in the balance into the picture. Not to say that the National Commissioner must necessarily veto the judge's recommendation. The intention was to bring in the balance that was it. The National Commissioner would not just say that I'm not taking this person, but just to bring in the third person at the same level of our commissioner to be able to assist
I don't want to.
Looking at the independence and the issue that the commissioner is the accounting officer, the power of transportation. And then the mass, if the national commissioner is not taking this person, obviously he will not just refuse or decline to appoint. Provide this must be the teacher, how he sees it. And at the end of the day, the mass, he has to appoint the person. The person.
What is on the floor? If I had a magic gun between the recommendation and the mark, which one can that will satisfy us as legislators to say this guy will get a certain he or so on. And say that the commissioner is feeling that they are also exercising his or her power as a commissioner to say, okay, yeah, I can see what which will the magic gun there. So the colleagues and the commissioner I have noted you, but I want what you're still on here.
If I remove the local regime and the mask, I want the baby ground. This is just aiming. No, I want to remove the mask. But we don't want to cover it with the local regime as well. I want to remove the baby ground between the two ways. This one thing and the mask.
Think about it.
What's next?
Okay. So, you know, this reminds me of my earlier life when I was young. There was a manager who was making my work very easy. If I brought a document to him, he would not look at it. He would say, where must I sign? And then I would point where must I sign, and then he would start signing, and then take the document and go. That is the situation that we want to occur here. You see, if we want to achieve what is being canvassed, then we must remove recommendations, because recommendation means something. It means something, Honorable Sisera said, you can reject, you can accept, you can amend. Then we must leave that recommendation and use direct, because it's a directive now. The judge is directing the commission to appoint. But I want to come to this issue of independence of judges. You know, judges are independent to the extent that they are performing their core function. You can't interfere with their core function. But administrative functions are not core functions for judges. And therefore, let us not jump into saying you are interfering with their independence. They are independent to the extent that they are performing their core function. And this is not a core function. This one is not a core function at all. It's something else, it's an administrative function. So it's not a core function. There is no question of interfering with their independence. Because they are independent to the extent that they are performing their core function, which you cannot, even if you are the president of this country, you can't say that you will decide your case in this manner or that manner. So, I'm sure if we retain recommendations, then we mean that the commissioner will then use his brain. But if we remove it, then we are saying, commissioner, you must not use your brain. You must just ask the person who is bringing the document, where must I start? And then you just start where he says, okay.
Now, I put
the
question to the department about the
middle
ground.
Yes, thank you, Honorable Chairperson. I thought I was really being safe, Honorable Martin, and that would resolve the issue. But you see, I think members of this committee are beginning to feel sorry for a future possible commission. I think the way in which it was set, you just come here and you put your signature on that thing. It's a bit of a difficulty that I think even if the National Commission is instructed to do so, it's really administratively quite problematic. Let me tell you what I think I do, because the principle, and I hear what Mr. Bernardo is saying, what is the principle that you want to study? The principle that you want to study is the unfettered and total independence of the inspector. That's what we want to see. I think what he perhaps did not say is what in the debate he said we could achieve that. In my view, the best way to achieve that is to have its own act, to have an act of parliament for the inspector, the office of the inspector, with its own vote, and for these people to come directly to the legislature. That is, I believe, how we should achieve that kind of independence. And I do hope that while we do have the current restrictions there, and while we must be admitted the provision for it, that we need this kind of arrangement without compromising the responsibility of either the inspecting judge or the National Commission or the accounting officer for that matter. And that we will come back at some point and develop an act specifically so that we have direct accountability. I can tell you, as a National Commission, I can't see anyone who would be against that, so that we have that separation. I think what Mr. Venara perhaps did not explain, the issue of the administration and getting the judge involved in administrative functions is not only related to the appointment, but also to what happens if you have someone who doesn't perform and who may be corrupt or defraud the state. Who must act against that person? Because that's the other part of this debate. Is it the inspecting judge who would have appointed him, or is it the accounting officer? And again, what we were saying at that point is that the judge cannot be drawn into litigation against him or her for having acted in a disciplinary way against the CEO. So I'm saying that we must not forget that last paragraph, that whoever appoints has also disciplined. And we need to find the balance between the appointment and discipline. I think a clever CEO will certainly use that as a basis for challenge. And say, I've not been appointed by this person. It's just about the discipline. And then we really have a legislative kind of quagmire. I think the problem is solved in the way, in the interpretation that Honourable Merck is saying. I think that obligation the National Commission must perform does that. It of course doesn't give you the kind of compromise that you're seeking. The compromise that you're seeking is a bit unpalatable because the only way I can see such a compromise being made is he must appoint on the recommendation, but that appears to be a contradiction in terms. If the issue of must is there and the first person being put before the accounting officer is not suitable, then there may be an argument, go back and find the person. Until you have the right person who the judge wants to have, they meet all the criteria. One way of solving it could be to just expand on the term, and another may advise on that. On the fourth point there, the conditions of service should perhaps insert that the appointment, the conditions of service, and the conditions of service including. In other words, if we say the appointment must be in terms of the Public Service Act, then there are certain principles that direct how people should be appointed and the need for them to meet certain principles according to what the Public Service Act prescribes. And I wonder if that in itself would not put a further clarity together with the present provisions for us. So in short, I'm not arguing, I'm saying the intention is quite clear, total independence within this act is not going to be completely possible because of the safeguard with the appointment and the dismissal processes. As clause 2 stands with must, I think we can live with that. But to guide the process further, to say that that person must meet all minimum criteria for the appointment. But I think it's perhaps in a different way we may interpret conditions of service to mean benefits only.
Same thing. On the other hand, from Dallas, then from there I'll give you a number and how does it look with you now?
I just wanted to reaffirm here, I'm sure that the National Attendance Commission will refuse not to appoint a person identified by the sitting judge. I'm sure the National Commission has excused that person appointed by the sitting judge if it was proven that he was not a suitably qualified or experienced person for the safety. While he's the owner from both people, while it says the National Commissioner must appoint the person identified by the sitting judge, it also says the inspecting judge must identify a suitably qualified and experienced person. So
So there could be, you know, could be the check on the ground that he's not the capable or experienced person. And then again, if you change that, you'd have to change fees, where it says that the sitting judge, the appointment is an administration and money is under control and authority of the sitting judge, so then it would not be. If the judge was not appointing that person, then it would be under the control and authority of the sitting judge and the National Commission, which I don't think was the intention of the court.
Thank you. Welcome, Baron. I apologize for starting before your arrival. We'll meet again. We'll wait for you.
The chair, I think there is no doubt in my mind that the issue of independence goes in as far as I'm talking about it, your own country. Like I put in a package. Not the feeling of appointing position. You want your own package. To be honest. A person who you know, whom you know, who would give your lavella on this machine, and that's what you want. Because I'm thinking that we can have a lover to the American community. Who are we following this package? A little better than this as a mother. Not you. This mother is comes and say, no, I don't appeal to appoint something for that. It's not how. Well, don't let alone my father that long term. It's after the body, but it's not. We stand the test of time. It is tied and tested. So, therefore, the person whom you are working with, this dinosaur, everything, it's a problem, you see, no, she's I'm not about it for you. You see this and I saw everything. It becomes a problem. The relationship becomes unattainable. And I think everybody wants to work with a person whom that can happen. If that person only works, no, that no, that man or that woman is the one that calls the shot at the end of the day. That without contacting our hospital. Well, the same situation where people are mining the world, you can do different things. Particularly if the commissioner does the performance evaluation. To me, I think the way it is to defeat the power is to do. Now I'm saying to me that I'm committed to this thing. Whatever a person comes with the staff, that was not the point. Of course, you must certify that everything is followed. Therefore, to me, I think then it's important that maybe what you do, you add, saying that probably you can come with your mechanism, but you're going to fail the impression. That the National Commissioner must appoint the person identified by the certain judge in terms of subsection 1. Or even if you say in terms of subsection 1, it's all the same. Because that subsection 1 talks about qualification, it talks about suitability, it talks about experience. Now what do I? To me, I'm saying then that's what I wanted to add, but I find that it is covered already. Because what the commissioner really is not supposed to be able to be honest. But due to this thing that we are saying, even we know to agree with the law, the superior court thing, you know? That saying that the constitutional court is an agent. We should be saying that the justice, the chief justice, is responsible for the appointment of other people. One, two,
it is saying that the administration is the responsibility of the minister. Meaning that this thing of administration to say that you do, it is in line. This thing of saying that you do evaluation is from your body. It's really for purposes of independence. Having certified, it means when you come to this thing, it's more, it's a routine. You look at what has you certified the criteria. That is there. Yes. If yes, agree. It's not a substantial role in the National Commission. It's more of a technical approach. Now, I'm saying then, to me, I think the crafting of this thing here is correct. Support it 100%. Two, I think the issue of the level, what level? I'm not sure what informed you about what was the name? Is it the level lower?
The issue there was we discussed the issue with my colleagues. The person currently who most probably will do the task to be executed by the CEO is somebody other than the director. But that's actually material.
I think that's a move that completely. A move. And I think the power that you have, National Commissioner, is to do the performance evaluation. You can say, no, this question is, but I know that is a good hand. You want to do anything that is problematic, that is a number. To me, I'm saying that, I think let's go with this, of course, good amendment that has been proposed, and we see balance, so that can look at other areas. Thank you.
I should really not interfere with this one, but it's just on the point raised by Honorable Professor. That work performance, the way he stated it, made me think that it really undermines that independence that he speaks. And I think, Mr. Anara can describe, I don't think the National Commission is responsible for the work performance, because that would imply that the annual appraisals and so on, and that certainly if these instruments are not determined by the National Commission and not in certain ways. I thought the issue really related only to discipline. And there's a big difference between the two. And I think as it stands, it will undermine the inspection job. I think it should be quite specific that it's about discipline. But let's see that one.
Yeah, that's what it is.
That's
a good point. Not here. I mean, Ubanara, we have the expression from their own cut. That's why it is not me from Bahrain. It is coming from that says what performance would be referred by the institution back to you in the city. Therefore it means because this is that you're not just as opposed by nature to look at the realm of society. Not to look back in primarily. It means like you know people. You take a doctor who is able to help with operation and all that. You make that doctor the manager of the operation. We found that over time this is the law. Give management to manage. Lawyer must look at the issues of human rights and other things. It is not good that this thing is the manager, your students know how to check this thing. If you have to come here and do the compassion, you just here, you must know how to appraise the compassion. But yourself, your students, you give every day, just part of it. Now, I think in that sort of sense, that it is major and I think we take that. And, I mean, of course, these things will be referred to be that link, their relationship, the bonding between the institutional guard and the local government.
Thank you, Chair. Commission, I support the addition of the word in paragraph 4, section 4, suggested by the National Commissioner relating to the issue of appointment, conditions of service, including and the word appointment included there. In conditions of service, one would argue that it has a good appointment, and how far the family can go, but some would say it would like expansion, leave, and all of these. But I should just clarify that appointment, also whatever conditions of service, appointment also must be made by the National Commission. On this last subsection 5, I hear what Honorable Secretary is saying, and again, that's a policy decision. The committee wants the National Commissioner to deal with issues of work performance as part. But what was the canvas there, I think, was the issue of discipline. Who disciplines the CEO in the event money has been misappropriated or something, and misconduct, and there's been sexual harassment and all those issues. I mean, that primarily was what informed that provision. And if the committee still up to them to decide whether or not to accommodate the issue of expressly raising the issue of disciplining this particular issue of buying the National Committee. And I think that's the last contribution to my
I think she's given us the word. It should really be any matters relating to the misconduct of the chief executive officer. Because that's the administrative function that I think the accounting officer must perform.
Any matter relating to the misconduct?
The legal people must.
If you start identifying the qualification for whatever, you might end up saying or incapacity anyway, that means that it's starting to come.
Yes, that would be
not
true.
And what
I'm asking. I just want to say that I think we work from the fund because we need conduct in this moment.
I have to disagree with my colleagues. You know, the problem is the independence that we want to protect. If a person comes to you and I assess the person and say, you did that and you didn't do that, you did that and you didn't do that, then that independence is compromised. The person will start doing what the commission is for them, what the commission is doing. And I'm saying the integrity of the office, that undermines it. I think the notion of incapacity and misconduct is an improvement. But in future, I think we should have, as far as possible, protect that independence.
Yeah.
That's coming again. Maybe we should find a way then of dealing with the public system, because it automatically can't be the system.
That's something, Vanara, that's something, I forgot that name again, my official advisor. Okay. Yeah, what is this thing for now? I disagree with that, because you might then be undermining exactly what we're trying to do. I'm not quite sure if I or everybody else knows exactly what in the public service act as far as appointments are concerned. I think that can be dangerous to put appointments in there as well if you don't exactly know why we're doing it and what it actually means. I think I would like to support and I'm not to put appointments in the for. Honorable Leroux is putting a stand on the way, saying this appointment is not compatible with. If you renew appointment, are we implying that it is given that anyway, whatever it is, this person will be appointed anyway? After being appointed, then she's going to either entitled to all these benefits that were said, salaries and allowances, whatever. It is implied, but can
you clarify? Yes, I hear what is being said, that we don't know. But the intention is that that we must meet the requirements of the Public Service Act in all its terms. Should we think of what could possibly go wrong? Because the emphasis here is placed on the person having the skills, the experience, and the qualifications. But there are also other minimum structures. For example, if a person is appointed put before the accounting officer to China, who happens to be someone from Israel, for example, as opposed to a South African citizen, or someone who has a very serious criminal offense that he or she may have committed. So I'm saying there are factors in the Public Service Act other than qualifications and experience that include the minimum appointment criteria. So that's what possibly can go wrong. We need to be quite clear of the role of the Public Service Act in this regard.
The main thing is we want the judge to say who we want CEO, provided that it's a fit and proper person, and then he puts the name forward and the written case, and that's important. That is what we want. As long as we don't cancel with that by putting in, we offer to our regulators, we already say are regulated by the Public Service Act. I don't see why we must put appointment as well. We're regulated by the Public Service Act, must cover all those things that the Commissioner has.
But after his input, I don't think it's to say appointments and other conditions of service related to whatever will be done temporarily.
Providing it doesn't change anything to what we basically want, and that is that the judge says who must be the CEO and then the commission must support. As long as it doesn't touch that right.
But there's someone from somewhere who does not need us. So this appointment is very good, so we close the door. Yeah. Good. And I will
No, I think I'm covered. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, good. Hello, Lindsay.
Hello.
I think you can now, we are now in the same call, and we're going to send a lot of same message. But this one, before I put the bill, the one to control myself and vote on it, can I just give you my safe advice?
Thank you. The first question is on this question. Correct to say the person who delivered is not person one, must be appointed by the national council. But I think when it's looking at this, we are saying you appoint the person as the executive director. At the point of saying the same one thing, you say the person concerning that person, which is the person as the executive. The person concerning that person will not be appointed by the national council. So, how do you say that today? Instead of saying the national committee that must appoint the person identified. And you can say the person candidated in subsection 1, that person is the person who's identified in
this. I would say subsection 2 of the clause 7. You are now saying, we don't take what's...
Subsection 1 still remains the same.
Yeah, but also
It still remains the same.
The person contemplated in terms of sub 1 must be approved by the explanation committee.
Hey,
I'm getting education, eh? Am I reading correctly?
The person contemplated in.
Yes. 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 In sub 1. Yes, must be appointed by the committee.
May I ask why do we want to change? I see the Honorable who want to become a judge one. It worries that his position will not be changed.
It's only not to be repetitive.
The other thing, I mean, what is saying, Mr. Zanu, is that the judge is compelled to ensure that the person who has the commissioner has followed all the procedures. Therefore, it means the commissioner, it makes the job easier for the commissioner. That the commissioner will avoid this person who has all the things. Anything less than that, there is no judge, you are not controlled.
Yeah, one other thing I want to know is to follow the debate, because what is expressed under 2 is exactly what I said under 1. But to give me the legal discussion with the society that you are now referring to what is immediately that has been done by the National Committee. But not removing what I said under 1. Okay, thank you. Is there any other comment about any clause in the bill before I put it there? So we want to go through this clause by clause. No? Now, I want honorable members to have the rest of this on their hand and to have this key document right here. Because whatever we're going to vote will be based from what appears in the screen as a member. Then it will only change like when it comes to close the vote, because we're going to use this one page. Now, we have gone through the normal processes, but I now want to see the whole bill before the table. For easy reading and easy reference, when you look at clause 1, as amended, it will also and also nicely crafted in the speaker document. Are we together? Are we having the two documents there, colleagues? Good. Now, I think it is desirable for us to pass this and take it to pass. What do you think, colleagues? I think it is desirable. Now, can someone move for the desirability of this behavior at this thing? Took us the whole 4 months. Hey, Arnold Mayor.
Sir, I know that this is desirable that the past national services amendment is.
Thank you very much. The motion has arrived. Any second then? Any second? Honorable, if I have thank you very much. Now, I want to put clause 1 before the committee, as amended. Clause 1? Raised as amended. Unless, colleagues, you want me to refer you to those things that were amended, or can I, will you take some time? Because you know them. For the past 4 months, I mean, if we need something, please stage door advice the department and our parliamentary advice, please contact, call our attention to people that we don't miss anything. when I say as amended, you remember that in, for example, on page 3, instead of saying inmate, so say something, something else. Clause 2, agreed. Clause 3, agreed. Clause 4, 5, right, you remember the polygraph that you have written. There are new clauses that are replacing the clauses as indicated on the ticket document. Alright, can we go to clause 6? Clause 7? Plus 8, plus 9, plus 10, plus 11, plus 12, if the clause is amended, if I don't say it's amended, please say, madam, please ask my notice because I want you to record it actually, because I've treated by a good sir.
Some of the clauses for the committee just had.
Yeah.
Is there anything that's against this amendment?
Yeah.
As I said, we'll see from slot 9, 10, 11, 12, all objectives. Okay?
I will think of the same input. They are rejected, but there's a catch up somehow. So you remember there was, we rejected that the pathology of some of the clauses there. So, as long as I'm going to say the report, you say, it's fine. Close, where am I saying? Clause 13? Thank you. Clause 15? Clause 16? Clause 17? Clause 18? We are rejecting clause 18 and 19. There is a new clause, let's catch up a bit of what is being said. Clause 20. Clause 21. Clause 22. Clause 23. Clause 24. All these ones as amended. Clause 33 is fine. Clause 34 is okay. But clause 35 as amended, okay. Clause 36 again as amended. Clause 37 addressed. As amended. Plus 36. Plus 37. As we said, as amended. Plus 38. As amended, stable. Plus 39, again, as amended. Plus 40. Fine. As amended. Clause 41. As amended. Clause 42. Fine. Clause 43 as amended.
Where is clause 42? I think we did this one.
As well as the game itself, there are three sentences in flag and in bracket now when you say agreed as amended to me. We see on the flag and then put nothing in bracket. What is the intention?
This
one says that you will be able to remember. We can have it if you take it, a 43.
43, yes.
You still have it in bracket comma D. And then in bracket, then flag the rest and then
Okay, right. They, what we are saying is we are omitting prisoner. Yeah. And we are putting in the underlying way sentence.
In better comma D.
No, all what is removed is in bold. Only in bold is removed. That one, that the new insertion there is the underlined way. Is the new insertion. But the prison has to be in bold and whatever inside is on the same clause, substitute, the prison of a substituting is living is 5 minutes.
Anything underlined, it means a thought is being implied. But when you say the D, then you should flag everything. When we have the D, it should not be having flagged. Because if anything is being omitted when we get rid of a D, or it remains that bracket is not removed, then we have to complete it.
Okay, can we go to the other page and read the train to this specific?
Page 14 of the
page 14, right?
In line 14.
Go to line 14. Line 14, there is this thing called the...
We're omitting...
We're removing the...
Prisoner and sentence. Hence we put it as both are removing everything. G, prisoner in bold and sentence underlined, we are omitting. And we are substituting it with the prisoner, which is in bold, and such as. So now you see the G, which is omitted. It's going to be such an offender. Not such an sentence offender. We are omitting the sentence. It's going to be such an offender. So it's part of the way it's making.
Why do we say we agree or the committee agrees to a particular clause, yet there's still ways that the flag has been taken out of the system? The simple answer only is why, when you see that particular situation, you say agree and amend. That's the only reason. If that amendment acknowledges that there has been change,
it's a question of probability of argument, but I think you put it in the correct perspective.
That I would not, if I see the B, new B, I won't be seeing those brackets.
No, the brackets are showing, this what is the quotation. They are showing where you can start right there.
Question mark.
So I'm going to get before we debate.
Yeah.
Can we be assured that we'll get the
Yes, the team. But the team will still have the vote as an amendment. Because the amendment.
Only the
head.
When can we get it?
I can give it to the committee because everything's already been happened, except for the new certificate process.
Yeah, sir. Babu is a Zimbabwean, that's why you're not going to come.
He's doing the kingdom, not a
Zimbabwean.
Okay, okay, okay. We are now on close 44.
Now you can
pray. It's a consequential As amended, the one page, the one page of course now you have amended, because we removed sub 3, we also refined the sub 2. Did you do anything to 5? Because I said there's a new point, where do I get this new point here? Did you do anything to 5?
Misconduct and incapacity.
I'm still away.
And I think you could read also on 4 to insert the appointment.
We have also put a general on top on 4. Thank you very much. So it's 1, 32, 73, consequential, not sorry, 74, 5, 90, 91, 92, 93,
94, 95, 96, 97, the column there is a in column one and something something. It's the schedule here.
God, 98.
Sure. Yeah. So you say I want to start lots of commitment. If you pay for staff and the inmates when they arrive, if you take about the technology and the old one, the equipment.
You'll invite members of this committee to be the facilitators of the process. I'm sure you're very well versed with all the changes.
I won't do that. After the battle, send you anyway.
Okay.
Yes, madam.
Class
98. There's no amendment in class 98. And now I'm looking here. I'm subjecting to class 98. Commencement date for section 73 and 73A must be fixed after regulation contemplated in section 134. KK has been made and approved. That one needs to be amended. Because there's no reference to those regulations anymore.
How can
then
do
it? Subsection 3.
Yeah.
Class 98. Commencement date for section 73 and 73. Remember that one about the determination of a children.
Oh.
So it should be fixed after regulations have been made. But are we referring to those regulations in terms of section 134? I think it only to refer to section 1341 JKI. Yeah, I'm quickly choosing the insertion that you inserted. I'm so sorry.
This
is what we agreed with. You see, I'm not 56, the new insertion can take 33 of the of the amendment.
Yes.
If the minister of the five, he or she must submit the rather than having the committee for approval. And then subject. After the committee have approved the insertion framework, the minister must make a regulation the next thing. So we should incorporate what is mentioned here in subsection, take up the section 1, 2, 4, 5, 6. As you see, the after regulations contemplated in section 73A
Because
it's already been captured in this index for funds in some 5 and 6. After regulation committed to section 23, capital letter A, subsection 6.
Yeah, but the thing is referring to the committee and staff. I think so, actually. I will together have a colleague. Good. Yeah, I think I want to do it before the committee. And ask the brave member to move for adoption of this thing.
Before that, this subsection 2, it seems to say for being, there are no clauses that have been brought in class analysis. This thing also is given dates of what to start. Is there any contemplation of the changes? Implementation. Okay, implementation. To me, I don't think so. Why is that?
I think there's some work that must still be done, particularly in relation to the incorporation sense, that we don't know when it will be concluded. And we certainly would not want to have the other project delayed because of that particular project. I think that's primarily the provision, why that provision is there. I'm speaking about it. That goes on the news. Can you confirm
that? Yes. Perfectly can be said that you take a one comment at the same time as another provision, because it's something and the natural is to speak to the news. The natural is due to the natural is to speak to the news. It's not real.
But again, on one, I think that will change because there are several things still in the
center.
Okay, so it will be 2008, right? Are you there? On the four titles, what's the return to 2013 until 2008? Well, this is what I said, I didn't think that would pass the last year. But it seems to take you to 2008. I was there. I will close 98 now, as I remember.
Just wanted to clarify, if we don't conclude this particular project, what it means on this particular field, in current form, and this provision for the one that we need, what that will do is it's going to create some confusion. Because one talking this, the report talks to the department, you know, covered to the committee, and no, it's not, but it's to the Parliament. Covered to Parliament, which was so very small. You see, I was just asking, what are you thinking? You know, what are you
doing? Chairperson, actually, that does deal with the regulation. We now actually have the same regulation for the department or the ministry that actually has. My problem is that I've never dealt with regulations in any country. Now, it would be using the third one.
Now, the fact is that they are defaulting. They are defaulting. Let me give you an example. The Department of Defense, the Arms Control Act, there are regulations that are tabled in Parliament.
those regulations have been tabled in both houses, in the both committees, and approve of those regulations. But they don't do that. There are many departments that are anti-policy. So that's why we are missing that, because they take advantage of that.
But not the combat. This implementation of faith, this should have been at this time in those at that time. It's more of a little way of doing it. Whatever was to be talking, was to agree about the dream forgetting. I mean, I was looking for sexual offenses act. I was looking on the radio, right? About the implementation, faith implementation of this government. You say that because of the people here, that's on that time. But as a parliamentarian who was living with this, I knew. And I'm saying, these things today, I don't think we must say that. As more of the wise, we must remember our lives. That this is the answer.
While I'm saying that, it reminds me of what I said. Because even the same time that I don't even know the bill, but I said that even kissing. But anyway, that's it. Can someone move for the adoption of this Honorable Moseki move?
Yes.
Any second there? Honorable Moseki, second. Thank you very much,
very good beginning, don't worry.
Done so well. I think any person who can send his questions on our behalf, that's the honorable Mr. Sega. But before that, I want to give this question to the commission. To say something short, because of the manner in which the department is interacted with us when dealing with this thing. Can I change the fact to the commission on behalf of your department?
Honorable Chairperson and members, thank you very much. It's my first time this year that I'm meeting with the Select Committee, and I really do want to extend my best wishes for this year. And to say that I know that we are able to work well together, and I do trust that we will continue this vibrant way of working. And the way in which you're holding us to account without losing our self-respect, I think it's really highly appreciated. Thank you also for the way that you engage around this bill itself. It's not often that we come to Parliament with bills. We only have one National Correctional Services Act, and so it's the first time in many years that we've been to you with legislation. I think the incarceration framework will be different, and we hope that there will also be further subordinate legislation when we set up professions council for corrections and other structures to improve the overall governance. But for now, thank you very much, and I really look forward to us coming back here to engage around the incarceration framework, a very critical instrument that will enable us to, a large extent, better manage our offender population. There are different pathways that we must find to bring down the numbers, and I think the incarceration framework is a critical part of that. And I do hope that that process, in fact, I agree with the Honourable Member, is set up, and it might pick up, and you'll forgive me, that we must make sure that we do so promptly. But thank you very much.
Thank you very much, sir. Well, I feel honored to be talking to the department. What I want to say is that I think the observation is that the state law advisor has got a very well in the department. They become the representative from the staff. And they have a very serious passion about the bill and so on, and the way it is.
investigation. Of course, we're very happy to do that thing. One of the major things is that, to me, that are crucial, very important. One is that the people only come to Parliament. And I say that this is the cost of the Parliament. It's no longer the creative legislation. Yours is to come and listen, to come and give some information that is required. But leave this thing to members. You want to impose the bill. Because parliamentarians take this thing exceptionally. They take it very, very that when it happens. And they become the point. The second one is that when you send your team, you don't send the junior officials and just the room half. Because you find that it becomes quite telephone. Now all the time you go out and consult and so on and all that. And I think the what you display is that you are taking things very seriously in an appropriate way. I think the minister was here, the president was here. And I think when we have encountered with you, we found people who are flexible, who try to accept the English Parliament. And that is a very good relationship between parliamentarians and the executive in particular. We highly appreciate what you have said by the commission and the team. And of course, then we're looking forward to the budget card. Making those good. In fact, we really hope you continue that good spirit of agreeing with something from Colonel Prince. I think you are much, if not the only one, that we interact with. I don't think you're very good to mention you. Keep the standard, that's the standard. Don't go down. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. I'm told the can we address something this quickly, colleagues, but there's no way we can go there at 2 o'clock. One time we can start the next meeting because the Department of Defense was waiting for us at S26 about the bill that we're going to get in terms of the EOC hereafter. Let's say half past two. Yeah. Can you say to the region person that there will be something half past two?